What's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Pretty Imperfections. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn.
We talk about everything from relationships, motherhood, health and wellness, advice, you name it. This is our spot where we could talk about anything, pretty much. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back to the Pretty Imperfections podcast. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn. And if it wasn't meant to be, you wouldn't have made it to me. So let's hop right into it, you guys. I have been gone for a whole month, pretty much. I have been busy with work and life and other things. But I am back and ready to keep it going. I've been getting back into my workout routine. So when I'm gone, it's hard for me to kind of keep to my routine. So when I get back, I really have to get back into the swing of things. So that's getting along just fine. So many things are going on in my life, new and everything. My son starts school soon. That's the only thing I can really think of right now, but there's a lot of things, growing, moving and grooving. I'm just so excited about it, but I'm so excited to also be back. I tried you guys to record a podcast for you guys over a week ago, and the app that I had just wouldn't let me be great. It really wouldn't. I kept trying to record and it wouldn't save. It was a glitch going on, so it wasn't saving any of my recordings, anything. And I just got really frustrated, and I gave it a break for a good week, and now I'm back at it. I was working really hard on some projects, and now I'm back. So today I have a request from one of our listeners to do a podcast on how to keep the spice alive in relationships. So that's what I'm going to talk about today, is how to keep the spice alive in relationships. And I've compiled a list of things that I feel are pretty important to keeping that spice alive. And there's a lot of things that you can do to keep the spice alive that aren't on my list, but I put together the ones I felt like are the most important, and that if you can get those down and really add those into your relationship, it will add like a 360. It can, depending on the work that you put in, but it can really add an improvement to your relationship. And these are just the ones that I thought of. So the first one that I thought of was sharing personal growth and ambitions. And when you do this with your partner, it just adds another level of knowing. When you're with your partner, especially when you're in a long-term committed relationship, the person you met is not the person you're going to be with months from then, after you've met each other, especially for couples who've been together for 5 and above years. You are not the same person, and neither is your partner that you are when you met. So keeping like tabs on each other's personal growth and ambitions, things that you want to do and that your partner wants to do, like, when you first got together, maybe you guys, when your partner wanted to be a doctor and you wanted to be a teacher, but those things might have changed now that you guys have been together for a while. And talking to each other about it, it also just makes you feel like your partner is interested in you and that they care about where you want to go in the future. And it just adds an overall just warmth there in the relationship, and it helps keep the spice alive. Now, all the suggestions that I have on my list aren't necessarily sexual. There are things that just by communicating and mentally can add a little bit of spice to your relationship. Because if the connection physically and mentally is not there, you won't be able to have a good life, relationship life. You won't be able to spice it up if those things aren't there, if all those pistons aren't firing. So that's number one. Communication is key. This is not a separate point, but that goes along with pretty much all of this. Communication is key. If you're not communicating effectively with your partner, it does take a toll on the relationship. Communicating dislikes, concerns, likes are all things that add to your relationship. So when you communicate those things with each other, it does add spice to the relationship, because you know what kind of things are triggers for your partner, and you can act accordingly. Or if it's something that you guys need to compromise on, you guys can have that conversation, which keeps it alive, because this is a whole separate conversation. But a lot of things that ruin relationships is things like expectations. So keeping that communication and what your wants and needs are in the relationship, but also being open to what your partner's needs are in the relationship, is a very big key in keeping the spice alive in your relationship. So number two is execute plan time together outside of normal daily routines. And what I mean by that is outside of the cooking dinner or doing laundry, just the regular day-to-day routine adult things that you do. Plan things outside of that. Plan to go take a walk to the ice cream parlor, or take a walk to the park, or going to ride your bikes on a bike trail. Plan things that don't necessarily have to be dates or big extravagant events, but just time that you guys can spend together outside of your normal day-to-day routine. And what that does is just it adds a bit of just an extra warmth when you get to spend that quality time with your partner, and taking time outside of your busy schedule just to take 2-5, maybe like 30 minutes of your time just to catch up with each other, you know, see where each other's at in your day, talk about your day, tell your partner how your day was, about the things that happened. I know for me, when I get home, my wife already knows. The first thing I'm doing is I'm dropping my stuff, and she already knows, baby, so what happened today? And she lets me spew all about my day, and I love her for that, because obviously she had a day of herself, but she always gives me the time to let her know what my day was like, if there was anything. And normally I have a butt ton of details about my day, because my work is so interesting, and she just lets me spill it all and just lay it out on the table. I also reciprocate it and ask her how her day was. But what we do is that we like to do like ice cream nights, and that's our planned time together outside of our normal routines, is we have an ice cream night. We've been doing this for a long time. It started out where we would go buy ice cream. Our favorite ice cream that we like to eat together is Fireworks ice cream. And if you live in Schenectady or in New York and you know what Stewart's is, you know that Fireworks is a pretty popular ice cream flavor. And my wife put me onto it when I moved here, and I've been hooked on it since. So we sit there and we buy our ice cream, and we'll watch Family Guy, and that would be our time, and we spend that together and just eat ice cream, watch Family Guy, talk, and just have a really good time. And it's a good bonding session that we have outside of our normal day-to-day routine. You know, it's not us talking about business or talking about adult things. It's us just, you know, chilling out and having a good time. So those times are really, really important to have with your partner. My third thing, and I might lose count because I don't have them numbered, but I do have them in the list. So the third thing is surprising each other with small gifts and gestures. This is pretty self-explanatory, but I definitely want to elaborate on it, because people think that in order to surprise your spouse, you have to buy them like a Rolex or Ray-Ban glasses or something very fancy, expensive. But just simply, something that I like to do is I like to buy my wife a very favorite candy that she likes. Because that I know she likes it, and that's my little small gesture that I'll do for her to just let her know that I'm thinking about her. If I go to the store or something, She might not necessarily tell me that she wants something, but I'll try, not every time. I won't say I'm great for doing it every time, but I'll try to grab her something that I know she likes from the store. So when I bring it back, it just shows her that I pay attention to the things that she likes. And even though she didn't necessarily ask for it, it let her know that I was thinking about her anyways. And just having those small gestures and gifts, surprising your wife with flowers, or for women, surprising your husbands with a new cologne. I know my wife goes crazy. Yes, my wife likes to wear cologne. That's what makes her feel comfortable. And she loves the Rue 21 black and red cologne. So what do? When I find myself in Rue 21, which happens quite often because that's probably like my favorite store in the whole world, I'll pick her up a bottle. And I'll buy it for her, and I'll bring it home, and I'll surprise her with it. Because I know that's her favorite fragrance. Like, that's from Rue 21, at least. Like, I'm pretty sure she has another one, which I gotta find out. But that's a way that you can add a little bit of spice into your relationship by giving gifts and doing small gestures for your spouse that make them feel really appreciated, really loved, and overall add that spice, because your wife, your partner will feel, you know, thought of, and it really adds, like, it boosts the morale of the relationship, because majority of the times it makes that person want to do something else for you too. And how me and my wife always look at it is, if you spend time thinking about how you can make each other happy, you don't focus on your own needs. And that's another thing, and that's a whole nother topic for another day. I know I say that a lot, but it is, and I'll definitely cover those another time. But if you focus on making your partner happy, there's no room to focus on yourself and your own self wants and needs. So gifts and gestures are a big plus to keeping the spice alive. With that goes expressing gratitude. Tell your partner how you appreciate the things that they do. Notice, you know, take the time to notice the small things that your partner does throughout the day, week, just in general. A big thing that my wife does is she handles the finances, and I praise her for that all the time, because let me tell you guys, I hate paying bills. Like, I hate it. I'd rather not look at them, touch them, think about it, nothing. My wife takes care of it. What we do is we budget it together, and then she does the rest. She makes sure all the bills are paid. And I appreciate that from her all the time, because that is something that she does that I don't even have to think about doing, and I don't ever have to worry about it. And I let her know that I appreciate her, and adding those little small gifts and gestures, let her know that I appreciate her for the things that she does. Another thing that she does that I hate doing, but she does for me, is take out the trash. She always takes out the trash. I don't have to blink, think, or nothing about it, because my wife does it for me, and not because like she has to, but she just does it for me. And I appreciate that from her. So noticing the things that your partner does for you and acknowledging it and letting them know how thankful you are for the things that, you know, they do and how they add to the overall functioning of you guys' relationship and your household, especially if you guys stay together. And that's really important, because a big downfall for a lot of people's relationships and what drives them apart is because the partner ends up feeling not appreciated. Like, their partner does not see the things that they do to, you know, add to their relationship and their household. So it is a very, very, it's probably one of the most important things on this list, is showing your partner gratitude. And that's a big one. So the next one that I'll go to is being fully present with them. This is also really important. It kind of adds to all the other ones. They all really do tie in together, but being present with your partner when you're talking with them, like those moments when you do the planned time together, and you guys are having a conversation, you know, you guys are talking, not being on your phone. I know social media is such a big thing in our age, but, you know, not being on your partner's talking to you, you know, being present, being there and actively having the conversation with them, looking them in their eyes and, you know, shaking your head, not just shaking your head to just nod and pretend like you're listening, but actually actively listening, using your ears, eyes, and, you know, all your senses to actively engage into the conversation. Be responsive. If they're asking you questions, you know, actually give answers. Don't give short answers. You know, don't give short, choppy answers. Give them full responses, full engagement. A partnership takes a lot to make it work. And you both have to be there in order for that to work. You can't both be given, you know, 20. Somebody can't be given 20%. Somebody can't be given 50. It just does not work like that. There's a whole nother situation, I feel like, with that. It sometimes is needed. But in the ideas of just making a relationship work, it has to be 50-50 in order to make it work. So actively engaging with your partner is very important. And that goes, it kind of ties into the whole gratitude thing, because you're letting them know, like, hey, I'm listening. I'm here for what you're saying. And I'm here. I'm here for the conversation, and I'm enjoying the conversation. You know, and also respond back in the conversation, make your own conversation, ask your own conversations, keep the conversation going. Nobody likes having a conversation with a wall. Nobody. So don't make that a thing for your partner. My next point would be flirty. Now, we are all adults. Some of us are way older than others. Some of us are younger than others. But adding spice to the relationship, This is more like the meat and potatoes of it. Being flirty, being how you say it? like a little schoolgirl, or in a guy's case, being like a little boy, I guess. But keeping that initial flame alive. So how I look at it is, over time the flame dies down. Sometimes it becomes non-existent. In some people's case, sometimes people let it get to that point. But doing things like flirting, you know, constantly, you know, between you and your partner, knowing what is enough, communicating that with your partner, going back to that communication thing, you know, if some people like to be touched way more than others, some people are not a big fan of affection. So that's something that you definitely have to communicate with your partner about. For separate, like, individual wants and needs. But holding hands, you know, play fighting, not to really hurt each other, but just having fun, you know, keeping that kid-like love alive in the relationship, you know, tickling matches, stuff like that. Doing those kind of things with your partner really just add a sense of love to the relationship. And when you do those kind of things, it really helps keep the spice in the relationship, because you know that when you're around this person, you have fun. You look forward to being around that person. You don't dread being around that person. So it's really important to keep that kid-like spirit alive in the relationship. And another thing with small flirting that me and my wife do, we be joking all the time. But I'll pretend, I'll be like, you got a wife or something? And she'll go along with it. She'll be like, yeah, I got a wife. You know, I'm like, oh, you know, she don't let you have friends or anything. And we just keep that going. And it's not, you know, some people get offended by that. But me and my wife know that at the end of the day, we're joking and we're for each other. But it just adds like a sense of humor to our relationship. We always joke about it. And sometimes we do it in public and we really confuse people. And that's even more hilarious because we get a kick out of it. Because everybody's looking at us like, she's telling you she has a wife. Like, leave her alone. And we're not knowing that we're actually together and married. And then when we, like, walk off with each other, like, holding each other's hand, the people really, really, really look confused. But that's one of our ways how we keep, you know, our relationship funny when it comes to this, the flirting. So that's definitely a big part in keeping the spice alive in the relationship. Another point that I have is staying spontaneous. Taking small or planning small or extravagant moments away for you and your partner, you know, trying new things, gaining new exciting memories that, you know, last a lifetime. Because at the end of the day, all we're gonna, you know, we get the memories we make is, you know, what we're left with. So take the time to make, you know, fun, enjoyable moments with your partner. Even, you know, money is a very big factor for a lot of people. So not everybody can afford to take a big extravagant out of the United States. If you stay in the United States, I know I have listeners in Canada. So, you know, going outside of Canada, going somewhere else and traveling and doing, you know, different things, or even just for people who stay in the United States, you know, going to a different state sometimes can be a little bit challenging because we all have our own different situations. So you got to get really creative and come up with things that fit your budget and fit you guys, you know, you as a partnership. So something that me and my wife do is we kind of plot and brainstorm, you know, different things that we would be interested in trying, and we kind of make it into a list. Or, and not all the time we literally write it down onto a list. Sometimes we just talk about it out loud and we kind of just pick each other's brain and see what we're interested in. Again, communication is key. We talk about these things and we genuinely have a conversation, actively listening and talking to each other about it, finding each other's interest in everything. So we talk about those things and we see what each other's interested in. And one of the things that my wife says, my wife is really interested in, it's her favorite rapper, is Young M.A. So what do? We booked a hotel in Connecticut and we went and went to go see her favorite rapper. And we bought, they had meet and greet tickets, which unfortunately we didn't actually get to go to because the bootleg club we were at. But we got to go see her. We bought meet and greet tickets and we just had a blast. We spent time eating different food, trying different restaurants. And it was a memory that we made together. And we talk about it to this day. So making those, you know, those steps, or taking those steps towards, you know, doing little small things, even just trying a new restaurant or doing like one of those escape rooms, trying something different, going skating, trying laser tag and going bowling, going hiking, trying different things, you know, making those memories. And always take a camera with you. Take tons of videos, all that good stuff, so that you can be able to look back on those memories. And even as one of those small gifts and gestures, maybe making a quilt with the pictures of some of the places you guys went, like selfies that you guys took while you were there. I'm giving you guys the answers right here. I'm giving you guys the answers. You guys got to take them. These are ways to keep the spice alive in your relationship. I am really passionate about relationships, advice and everything. I really do enjoy talking about, so this is a really cool topic for me to talk about. I really appreciate my friend for suggesting it. A couple of other things, I don't want to keep this podcast going long, but I do have a couple of ones because I really wanted to give you guys a good idea. Like, I didn't want to leave any stones unturned. I wanted you guys to be able to have as much information as I could give you going into this, because I know that these are real things that people deal with, and it sucks when the flame does die down in a relationship. So another thing that I added, which plugs in with a ton of the other ones, is unplugging and disconnecting. I won't spend too much time on this one because it's really self-explanatory. Just take time away from your devices, your computers, tablets, TVs, and just have a moment with your spouse. It adds a big difference. Even just having a set time, for some people that works. For me, it does not, because me and my wife sometimes are on different time zones. So having planned moments like that doesn't work. So we just have them as needed. We just sit, no electronics, and just me and her just talking. For the sexual part of this podcast, so if you're still listening. Hello. A way to spice up your sex life, changing the scenery, changing where you're having sex. Stop sticking to the regular bedroom scene and let him bang you on the freaking kitchen floor. That just got R-rated, but who cares? Try the kitchen floor. Try the back porch. for God's sake, do it in the pool somewhere. Legally, people. Legally. Do it in the car. Do it. Be legal. But try different things. Try a hotel. If you book a hotel just even for a night, just get out and, try, especially for those who have kids. We know how it is to have kids, and you need that moment to do those things. Another thing you could do, which kind of go together, is adding toys and foreplay. Some people are into the cosplay thing. That's not necessarily my thing, but hey, you do you, boo. I thought I would just add it in there for your people who are. If you like doing the cops and robbers thing, that's you. That's on you. You do that. But adding toys is a great way to spice up your sex life, especially for a female. It definitely stimulates a female in different ways. So adding toys, if you don't use toys in your sex life now, definitely something to consider. Definitely something to consider. So those are my tips on how to keep the spice alive in relationships. So I really hope that those help you guys. I hope you guys found that helpful. So before I end this podcast, I want to give a big shout out to my friend Caitlin Smith. She is a young entrepreneur and author of the Natural Beauty audiobook and creator of the Natural Beauty t-shirts. My friend, she has a YouTube channel named Baby Elise, where she put her audiobook on. That's where you can find her audiobook. And the book is about the main character, Kayla. And the goal of this book is to encourage young girls to feel confident and beautiful in their own hair and skin. And I know for me, that is a big thing, because I know growing up, having natural hair, being told that basically natural hair wasn't beautiful, it was nappy, and the standard of beauty was basically to have straight hair. And for a long time, I straightened my hair a lot because that's what I thought the standard of beauty was. And thanks to my friend, girls like her who are trying to help shape that standard of beauty and, just expand it beyond what is the normal standard of beauty, and making that a thing for everybody. And if you go listen to that audiobook, I promise that you will love it. That girl, she is so gifted. She wrote that book, and I really hope that book gets the publicity that it needs, because it is very needed in this society with what we have going on. And I love that book so much. I even purchased one of her t-shirts, the Natural Beauty t-shirts. And I feel like you should too. Go purchase yourself a Natural Beauty t-shirt. Support our young entrepreneurs, because they are out here doing their things. They're trying to be different and go against the grain of society, and that is exactly what she's doing. I'm so proud to be able to be friends with such a person like her. So definitely go support her. And that's the end of this podcast. If it wasn't meant to be, you wouldn't have made it to be. So I'll catch you later on the next podcast of Pre-Imperfections.